Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today is the sixth Sunday of Easter, year C. First reading will be taken from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15, verses 1 to 2, 22 to 29. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 67. Second reading will be taken from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 21, verses 10 to 14, 22 to 23. Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, verses 23 to 29. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is the word that leads to heaven. The sinner's surest way to heaven and to the Father is Christ Jesus. And to those who have encountered him, he says in today's gospel, "Keep my word." His word of faith is near to us. It is in our mouths and hearts. Hence, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verse 14, he calls us to obey his word. Obey it. Obedience to the word of God is an irrefutable proof of our love to Christ and commitment to his will and development of his kingdom. For the virtue of obedience is a product of Christ's love. It strengthens our love of God and conveys our gratitude to him. And in turn, Jesus says, we shall come to him and make our home with him. In other words, the Lord will not only love his obedient children, but he will also, as the psalmist says today, be gracious to us and bless us with his mercy. And he will let his face shed its light upon us. Thus, my brother, my sister, the Lord takes delight in loving and making his resting place in us. These are blessings confined to those whose faith is inspired by love and whose love is increased by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will help us to obey the Lord's will. And so, my brother, my sister, let us pray with the psalmist today. May God give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Well, my brothers, my sisters, if we continue to uphold our part of the covenant and agreement, then we are covered for life because the Lord says through his prophet Isaiah, "For you I will not keep silent, and for your sake I will not keep still, until your righteousness shines like a bright light, and salvation like a blazing torch." Yes, it is true that our Lord Jesus Christ consecrated himself to God's salvific plan. Hence, he lives in and with us to sanctify and help us ascend with him. In his sermon of the Ascension, St. Augustine reminds us thus, "While in heaven, our Lord Jesus is with us, and we, while on earth, are with him. He is here with us by his divinity, his power, and his love. We cannot be in heaven as he is on earth by divinity, but in him we can be there by love." Thus, my brother, my sister, the Lord who came to us and is with us intends to lead us to heaven where he dwells and where there is no discrimination or prejudice. And in that city, the Lord welcomes anyone who is open to him and willing to embrace an everlasting peace, that is, the fullness of God's presence in His glory. Thus, one in Christ Jesus will surely attain that peace here on earth and in the world to come. May the Lord in His infinite mercy help us to remain in His love and help us to intensify our own love for Him. May He bless us. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.